Speed Learning English, your podcast for the English language. This is Sven and with me is Richard. By the way, Richard, what is the most frequent word that comes across in English at the moment? If you read the news, if you talk to people, what is the most frequent word people are talking about?
Election.
Yeah, election. Everybody looks to the United States. And it's really fantastic to see what kind of situation is happening there at the moment. So now everybody knows when this episode has been recorded, we are still in the process of electing a new president in the United States of America. And we are all very, very curious to see what's going to happen over there. Hopefully everything will stay democratic. And now let's come back to our topic for today, because we don't want to talk about politics, maybe in another episode, not today. Today we would like to talk about application documents. Richard, have you ever applied to a job in English?
Yes, I have, many times.
And how did you structure your documents? What was important for you, and what do you regard important for the human resource department that will receive the letters? Because sometimes you only have an email, like an email, there's a form on the website and you have to fill in that form and send your documents, upload your documents, etc. And then you've got the traditional letter that you can send out with snail mail, with a regular post service. So how did you apply and what did you take care of?
So my applications, and nowadays because of the new data security laws, most of the applications are digital. You hand in your resume, CV and cover letter in digitally. And then most of the times, or it depends on the company, you have to answer other questions that are quite different, and it depends on the company and the sector you want to work in. So, but most of the time, you send in your applications digitally.
And how do you design your cover letter, for example?
Okay. So in comparison with the German cover letter, or a German application, the English application is a bit shorter in comparison to the German. So, for example, your German letter application, so here in the cover letter, should convince the company of the of your own skills and suitability for the position. Then I would say the structure is quite similar. The introduction, where you state in the reason for contacting the company, and then you mention the job title used in the advertisement. Then you follow it with the main section, in which you briefly and precisely describe your skills and experience that are quite relevant to the job. So keep your eye on the price. Then you, where there are some stylistical differences between a German application and English application is where to be perceived as a bullish person, whereas in the Anglo-Saxon context you use more active wording,
so
where you show your initiative and your motivation.
Would you describe it as being more aggressive in a positive way? In the last episode you said you have to demonstrate that you are willing, you really want this job. So is that what you're trying to describe with active wording? Or do you have an example maybe for that?
Here the wording aggressive is has quite a negative connotation, even in English. I would use, I think I would stick with willing. And words, I think in Germany you wouldn't use the words amazing and great, but applying in the Anglo-Saxon context, and it, maybe it's a company where you, let's say L'Oreal, and you would work in London, and you would work with creating or in the marketing department, and then you can use wordings like amazing, maybe amazing in the context of their L'Oreal products, but you could use the wording great as in your affection to the company, your seeing yourself working there, the work experience you have heard of that company. There you can use the wording great and amazing. In a German context, if you use great and amazing, people would perceive you as way too aggressive, and I think they would perceive you as an aggressive person in that context.
Okay. And does it make a difference for you if the company, like let's say for example John Deere in Mannheim, somebody wants to apply for a job there? Now, John Deere is a pure US American company, but it's still in Germany, and the CEO here in Germany might be German, and the human resource responsible might be German as well. So would you use the German way to write a letter of application in English, or would you recommend to use the English way? So being more active, demonstrating willingness, etc. Do you think, do you think that this character, this personality of an US American or Anglo-Saxon company has gone through the German branches or daughter companies as well, sister companies as well?
So I think in a well organized company, the culture of the company will always succeed and will always be seen. So it doesn't matter where John Deere is, for example, if it's in Rome or in Mannheim or in Marseille, it won't matter, because the culture of the company, the American corporate culture, should succeed even in these overseas departments. So I would suggest to use the English, the English way of writing the application, because the company culture would be American. Of course, you could argue that if the HR personnel and the CEO are German, you would understand your context. But nowadays, companies outsource their HR department, and oftentimes you would write your application to the Mannheim department, for example, but somebody in Louisiana would read your application. So I would, if you are applying especially to an American company, anticipate that they have an American or English company culture.
Very interesting. You said, this globalization and this digital revolution that we are into is really impressive. Do you think that shortly the human resource department will be run by artificial intelligence that has a look at your wording, has a look at your voice, maybe wants to have a video to analyze your gesture and your the tone, the strength, and everything? Do you think that is already done, or do you think this will be the future within the next few years?
Again, it depends. So for now, companies are using AI for things like applications, because you have to imagine a big company like Google will have to accept several thousands of applications every year. So I don't think that you can do it just by without AI anymore. On the other hand, there are some legal regulations to it, because you cannot use AI for everything. On the other hand, there are certain positions in a company where you need emotional intelligence rather the normal perceived intelligence. And there, AI, as of today, has problems to contextualize emotional intelligence. For example, if you have a position where you need to understand interpersonal relationships, there you cannot use AI fully, but in the initial stages, you can use AI as more you get to the job interview, for example, then there you need kind of some human-to-human interactions where AI cannot pick up the fine details of everything. So
there's still hope for the human beings in this world. Yeah, I think it also depends on the branch, because on the sector you're working on. Because if somebody works with, let's say, architecture, for example, they are not that much into artificial intelligence like Google. I mean, mm-hmm. Google will probably receive 1,000 application forms per day mm-hmm. worldwide. I think that's if you are into that internet segment and into IT business, then you have to use IT. But if you work in the construction area or maybe food distribution, it might be something else. Okay, Richard, thank you for tips and insights into application forms and the difference between the wording in German and the wording in English. And if somebody listens from Italy or Spain or France or China, there will probably be different wordings in their countries as well. But here we want to focus on people who want to work in English-speaking companies. And in the next episode, I'd like to talk a little bit about the interview itself. Let it be online, as it is at the moment in most cases, or in direct contact. So I'd really love to talk with you about that next week. So thank you for today and have a great time.
Thank you, Sven. See you soon.